Hi guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of Your Receipts. This is the episode where we help you guys.
Why did you say Your Receipts in an accent?
Because I was going to say receipt. I was going to say receipt. I clocked it. This is the episode where we help you guys out with your issues, your problems, your dilemmas, and all of that good stuff right there. So it is your girl Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
It's your girl Tolly T.
And your mama say Tamela Dan Sanchez.
That always sounded weird, but
yeah. Happy Wednesday to every single person, including you, Jordan. We love you.
We love you. We're still riding for you.
And we're here whenever you need you.
Yeah. If you want to ever come and express, I mean, we talked to Auntie Jada, but yep. We're also here if you want to speak to your international fans and supporters. So please feel free.
We're here for you, girl.
We're here.
Did you see my art? I think one of my tweets was on BuzzFeed.
Oh, was it?
About the eyelashes.
Because
we see that people are really going out of their way to support Jordan even more. And then it just had my tweet where it had her eyelashes and then it says, we're buying them all.
I'm going to absolutely, like, super drug, yeah, one that.
Like,
super
exactly.
Drug, one medium lashes.
Re-up the lashes.
This isn't even good for her. Lashes. Now she's got her own lane. She can't become, like, one of the Malikas.
I won't let Malika.
Oh.
Malika Malika.
Imagine. I don't even know her name.
In it. But yeah, we're happy for you, Jordan. We love you.
All right, okay. So, first dilemma.
Yeah.
Too fat for love. Hi, girls. Just want to say first, I love your podcast. You make me feel not alone. So there's a boy I really like. He works at a shop near me and he's always comes into my shop and we flirt every time we speak. I really like him and I have a feeling he likes me too. We're always smiling and laughing and the chat is amazing. Oh. He's 8 years older than me.
Okay.
Which doesn't bother me too much because I'm a bigger girl. What has that got to do with it? Yeah. Just because you have a grown body doesn't mean you're grown.
But also we need to know what way 8 years is.
I have curves, even though I had recently lost a stone and a half, and I still feel too self-conscious. If anything were to happen, I feel like he would hate my body and wouldn't like me. Oh, do I drop the good thing or that I might have, or carry on losing the weight for this boy?
Never lose weight.
Lose weight for yourself if you want to lose weight.
Firstly,
lose weight if you want to feel comfortable. If like it's not really about a boy. Babe, he's already flirting with you and smiling with you. He's not blind. He can see you.
It's not like you guys are texting.
It's not like you're tucking in your fat someplace.
Exactly. It's not like you are doing catfish. It is like...
This is live and direct.
Audrey.
It is. I'm saying it's in the flesh.
Audrey, you're a dickhead. You're a fucking dickhead.
I'm not even trying to be mean, but I mean,
like,
it's true.
But like, it is in the flesh. Yeah. Like, he's got eyes.
Exactly.
It's not like hiding. I know. Like, you're not a catfish. It's not like he's only seen pictures of you where you've like filtered the shit out of yourself. He can see you face to face. So
exactly.
He knows what your body looks like.
He knows what he's getting, so.
So I don't think you should lose weight for him. And I think ultimately, sometimes we put too much pressure on that body thing more than like, guys do.
Like, yeah, 100%. Because I know I've done it on myself as well, like with my stretch marks and stuff. And guys
and be like, he's going to be
okay.
Or you're thinking, if I'm on top, he's going to see my rolls, he's going to see this. And I don't know how much they really care.
They're my pussy still bad.
They're in a wet, warm hole.
Exactly. That's all they care about.
Ultimately.
When they're in ecstasy, no one's thinking about no stretch marks.
Vaginal ecstasy.
You know what I mean? When they're doing vaginal ecstasy, no one's thinking about no stretch marks, bruv, or no belly. They're not thinking about that.
If you're going to lose weight because you want to lose weight, not because of this guy. And then like, I get why having sex when you don't feel comfortable with your body will be a massive thing, especially when it's someone new.
Yeah,
do you think it's wrong to use a guy as motivation to lose weight though? Like if she's like, no, this is my dream guy. I want to make sure that when we're having sex, I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel confident. So I'm going to bang
you. Yeah, you're doing it for yourself then.
Is that bad?
No, because if you're doing it because you want to feel good when you're having sex, that's for you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're doing it because the guy said, oh, you're fat, I'm not going to have sex with you until you're skinny, then fuck him.
Yeah, if he says it, then definitely.
Yeah. So not until you're a certain way are you going to think it. Curves are good, hon. We like curves. I've got curves. And honestly, like a roll here and there, whatever, innit? Like, you can't come and die because of what? It's sex. Do what you need to do.
Exactly.
Because you're going to get slim and they're still not going to know what to do with you.
Bruh.
Either way, I feel like you don't need to lose weight for him. Lose weight if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm.
I totally agree.
And I feel like he likes you. And sometimes, I feel like when you're having sex with someone that you both equally like each other, they will make you feel comfortable. So it's not a case of like you feel awkward because that person's there as well.
Mm. She's also not even there yet. They even got out or exchanged numbers or anything.
Future thinking, babe.
But yeah, I guess, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, future thinking. All right, next dilemma.
Cool, next one. Help. My Nigerian auntie thinks she's the fourth member of the receipt. Dear lovely, spicy, sweet, like plantain or plantain ladies.
Plantain.
Plantain. Thanks for delivering me laughs and wisdom on a weekly basis. I have a dilemma. My 50-something-year-old Niger auntie who raised me discovered the Receipts podcast from the BBC article and is now obsessed.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
She keeps on mentioning anecdotes about Yoruba, the Colombian, about the Yoruba girl, the Colombian and Ghanaian girls, and sending me links to the podcast. But I pretend I have no idea what she's talking about and that I don't listen to the show. She incorrectly uses slang like mandem and calls my cousin and me paintings. Cringe. Aww. She even started to ask questions like, what's a waste man? What's an F-boy? Oh God. I'm afraid she will follow your advice and start planning hotations. Y'all need content warning, not suitable for African mothers, aunties or something. How can I get her to stop listening and find something more age appropriate?
She's not stopping listening, love.
Like, why did she want to stop her joy?
Wait,
auntie be happy.
Please. Before stopping auntie's joy, why do you want to stop our joy?
Do you know what I mean? Do you not want us to
listener.
Win?
We appreciate every single listener that listens. So auntie, if you're listening to this, we love you.
We love you.
We appreciate you. And if you want a hokey,
hokey
away.
Exactly.
Hokey away and hotate away.
Absolutely.
He will make you happy, auntie.
I couldn't agree
auntie,
more.
Bring your friends.
Do you know what I mean? Bring everybody in.
You are my hero.
We love you.
We love you,
exactly.
Auntie.
And you know, it's just a testament that so many people can like and listen to the show.
Crazy.
And you know, so stop trying to ruin her joy, man. She's living her best life. If you don't want her to know that you listen, then just tell her you don't listen.
Yeah.
Listen on the low, but you don't need to stop her joy. So,
I think it is? I feel like because when you're a listener, you know what's going on within these episodes. So you'd feel uncomfortable for another family member to be listening. Do you know what I mean?
But your auntie's clearly woke.
Auntie does what she wants, bro.
She's a grown-ass woman.
50, auntie hasn't done what she needed
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. She knows what we're talking about.
Auntie, please, if you're listening, thank you.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you very much, ma.
Very much so.
Have a lovely day. God bless you, ma'am. And stay listening, please.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Next dilemma.
Oh, shit, son.
Hi. Hi ladies, just wanted to start off by saying I absolutely love your podcast and I think you're all amazing. Keep doing you girls. So my dilemma is this. I am a 25-year-old woman who works in a school. Recently we had a Christmas party and lots of people were there drinking and having fun. It got to about 10 p.m. and I was stood at one of the tables looking through my bag. One of the teacher's husbands walks past me and as he does, he gropes my ass hard. This man is in his 50s, drunk and didn't say a word and just kept walking to the bar. The teacher I work with, who saw it happen, turned to me and told me I should feel flattered because he never grabs her ass anymore.
Oh, lucky.
Sorry,
you.
What?
Safe to say, I was completely disgusted and upset. When I told people, one person said, "Did you do anything to encourage him?" Another said, "Oh, don't worry. It was only a laugh. He's just drunk."
No, it's not only a laugh.
I don't know whether to tell my boss that this has happened. Bearing in mind, I'd have to email her as it is now the holidays. Or whether I should just go straight to the teacher in the new year and tell her that her husband's... tell her about her husband's behavior. It was unacceptable and was her and as well as her reaction. Please help me. I'm feeling so angry. It's playing in my mind. And with people telling me my reaction is too strong, I don't know whether I'm making a huge deal over nothing. Thank you so much.
Gosh, this sounds like a generational conflict because obviously we live in now time, so we know that stuff like that is completely unacceptable. Whereas you've got someone saying, "Oh, he doesn't do it to me anymore," and you're making a big deal out of it. But if you feel violated, then you are absolutely within your rights to feel violated.
Your body's your body.
Exactly.
I'm sorry,
how
but
dare
they're
he?
All very fucking mad.
Yeah, they're all idiots.
So your husband grates my bottom, and then you say doesn't grab my bum anymore. I'm slapping everyone. I'm slapping everyone. Are you people mad about it?
Yeah.
So why is that my problem? Isn't that my bum? That's free for
exactly.
all.
Yeah. Exactly.
If I was you, I'm reporting that straight away.
Absolutely.
I don't have any alliances to anybody in the workplace. I don't give a shit. Any of you does anything out of line, I'm reporting you.
Absolutely.
Ring, ring, pun the HR.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Kelechi. I'm ringing HR like straight away. Like tell everybody you need to tell. Nobody can tell you what your reaction should be to someone doing something to you.
Exactly. Absolutely. And even if he didn't grab your bum, like if he'd done anything inappropriate that you didn't feel comfortable with, whether that was just him like grabbing your waist or moving a little bit closer to you than he should, Absolutely. I'm going fucking mad. I do not care.
No one should tell you what about your body.
Do you know how much I hate that? That's your body. Even like in the club, if a random person comes to my bum, do you know like
that? When they grab you, it's horrible.
It feels, do you know that when the anger like rocks in you? Like, yeah. I get so angry.
It's the entitlement. Yeah. Like, how dare you feel like you can just touch me? Like, I do not know you.
Like, Adam. Because of who the hell are you meant to be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's just disgusting. Like, and like, if he can do that to you, he doesn't really know you like that. Imagine what he could potentially be doing to other people. Like,
and stop saying people are just drunk. So what if you're just drunk? We all get drunk. I don't go around grabbing willies.
Exactly.
Like, everybody, we get drunk.
No.
I have never unsolicitedly. And wow. Unsolicitedly.
I think it is.
I don't know. You know me.
Grabs a random person's willy because why should I? Even their bum, why should I?
Yeah.
I don't even buy all of that anyway. Like, what about being drunk makes you feel like you're so drunk yet you reached and grabbed the angle perfectly? Like, I don't even buy that.
That's just bullshit.
He's just an old pervert that was trying to cop a feel, and basically.
But it blows my mind that the wife was like, oh well, at least he doesn't touch my ass anymore, you're lucky.
That's your personal problem. This is my body.
Like, exactly.
This is my body.
Go do squats, man.
And yeah, like, exactly. Take that up with your husband, innit? Like, if he wants to be slapping bum, he should be slapping yours.
I'm surprised the wife doesn't feel disrespected. Because
she must be used to it.
Yeah. Do you know there's some people that match certain men that are just like,
yeah, they're just sleaze bags.
She probably knows this is probably light work.
Yeah, it's probably worse.
Exactly. So this is like, oh, slap of a bum. It's nothing. Like, she's obviously been conditioned to think this sort of things. But I do definitely think it's a generational thing as well. Because like, a lot of older people think this behavior is okay. They think it's acceptable. It's us that realizes that we have agency over our bodies. Like, a lot of older people don't.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? True. So, I mean, it doesn't make it okay. So I think, yeah, definitely report it and take it as far as you can, because you're probably going to see him again and he's going to do it again.
Make
an example of yourself and let him know that, like, you can't be coming to our parties and be doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's definitely Christmas this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he's going to be back.
He will be back anyway. Yeah. You know, even it's Easter ball, he might be there.
Easter balls?
No, not really.
It's summer parties.
Summer parties, exactly.
Okay, next dilemma. Hiya girls, I've been watching you for a while now and I love how open you guys are, and I need some help. So I've been with my current boyfriend for nearly a year, and everything was perfect at the beginning, and some things are still good, but some things have just changed. So I have a full-time job and really feel motivated. I feel really motivated in what I'm doing and really want to go hard, to work hard to get far. However, I can't help but notice that my boyfriend has had so many opportunities with jobs and trainings, and he either always makes excuses or takes the opportunities for a couple of days, but always slacks and loses his job, no matter how much I try to motivate and help him. But I always thought in my mind, well, maybe he just hasn't found a thing he loves yet. Mm. But recently he's turned to selling weed, which at first I didn't think was bad because I thought he was only going to do it for a couple of weeks. However, now it has been ongoing for quite a while, and I can't see it stopping, only getting bigger, because the person he's dealing for is going to prison soon. So my boyfriend has been asked to take over all of it.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Sorry, are we in power?
She's seen it as a business now. Like, it's a business.
Oh my God. I can't help but feel as though I am being held back by someone who doesn't want much in life and doesn't take opportunities that come his way. He does everything for me and treats me better than any man. Yeah, drug dealers tend to do that. They've got time and money.
Legit.
And he treats him better than any man has ever done, and I can't seem to get the dealing out of my head. Help, what do I do, girls? You leave him.
You run for the hills.
Yeah, how about you don't get it out of your head? You definitely have to say to him, listen, is the dealing on me?
Here it is with girls that want to date drug dealers. Two options. Date a drug dealer and shut your fucking mouth and know what he's doing and be aware of all of the risks that come with it, and be aware that ultimately your man's a waste man.
Yep.
Or leave.
Exactly. Once again.
Like,
those are your two options. And I vouch wholeheartedly that you should
Wholeheartedly.
Especially because you said you've got this new job and you're flourishing in this new job. You don't need no man coming to ruin things for you. Like,
that's detrimental to your life now. Like,
he's had so many opportunities. Mm. He's had so many job chances. So, and he continually chooses to fuck them up because that's not what he wants to do.
What he wants in his heart
is to be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Ma'am, do you want to be with a man that's a drug dealer?
Exactly.
Ask yourself
that's the real question. because he wants to be doing, I say, this is a big rich town. But you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Because some girls don't mind dealing with drug dealers. Like, no, they love that shit. That is their lifestyle. Carrying Louis absolutely. Today, carrying Gucci tomorrow, stashing something in their car. For me, it's a no.
Thing. Yeah, I like peace
of mind. Imagine walking around, like, always on edge.
No, that's
I just enjoy peace of mind.
Me too, you know.
And from all the movies I watch, when they want to get the drug dealer, they get his girl. And it's not going to be.
Always hold the girl hostage.
The girl is always, captured.
It's the first person they come for. Like, me, like, I'm not about that life, you know. Like, peace is my bag. Me too. I'll be singing.
I will give them telephone numbers, addresses.
Honestly.
Mum's addresses.
That's the real question you need to ask yourself. Can you live this life?
Yeah, are you prepared?
And clearly you can't. I feel like you've got a lot.
You're better than that, man.
You've got a lot at stake. Do you know what I mean? If he wants to throw his life away, that's his personal problem. Like, we can't be responsible for other people's lives. You can only be responsible for you.
And also, you can't be ignorant. You can't be like, well, he treats me so good, so I'm just going to ignore that part of what he does. No, that part of what he does is a big part of his life. Like, stop being selective. Like, women love to do that shit. Like, he's a drug dealer, he's a gangbanger, he does this, does this.
But
like, he's so lovely to me, he's so attentive to me. Like, stop being ignorant. It's a big part of his life. Like, what he's doing is wrong, and you know it's
part of who he is. He stole from the old lady, but he treats me nicely. He's still a thief,
and it doesn't justify his actions.
Ultimately, he gives money every month. Yeah, but he's still a Ford guy.
Exactly.
Like, stop trying to like make excuses and think. Yeah, if you're about that life. Yeah, what about that life?
Yeah.
Shit, drug dealers need love too.
But you're clearly not, otherwise you wouldn't be writing into us.
You can't stop him.
Yeah, you're clearly not about that life.
I don't think you should be about that life.
I just don't think she should jeopardize what she's got going on, because, like, you know, and the thing is, like, the guy that was doing the job before got arrested. So now you take the job on. That makes absolutely no sense.
That's right. He's in prison.
That's like me being in my office and being like, the last person that did my job above me was stressed and she had a mental breakdown. But we're going to offer it to you now, Audrey. How do you feel about taking the job? Like,
I didn't even clock. Yeah. The guy's going to prison.
He's going to prison.
And now
he's taking over the role of the person.
It took me a minute to clock why he would have gone to prison. Like,
yeah, he got caught.
It's not like a maternity or paternity leave. To prison.
Yeah, it's not. But the way she wrote it, she made it sound as if it was a, what do you call it when
like
you get when you get
promoted?
That's the word. Promoted. She made it sound like it's a promotion, but it's not a promotion. The other guy is literally not around to do the job anymore because he got caught.
Because he got caught. Because what he's doing is bad.
Exactly.
And now he's in prison.
And now he's in jail.
And then if your man goes to jail,
it'll be a good thing for her, to be honest.
But she might
want to stay.
Yeah, she should avoid it now whilst
I say
it's
leave
still
now, man. Leave
run whilst you can.
Yeah,
run whilst you
like
can.
You're doing all of these great things. You're making good opportunities, and and it's not like, oh, he's been trying to get good opportunities, but they're not happening. That's why he's doing drugs. Mm. They've been there, and he's choosing. Mm. This is a big rich town.
He's sabotaging, clearly.
And you said that it turned from, oh, it was only going to be for a couple of weeks, to how long has it been now? Mm.
When he started, he did not think it was going
to
be
gone. Oh, he had no intention of ever.
He just said
leaving.
That to keep people.
He was trying to be ghost out here in the streets. He didn't have no intentions of it. How much he's made from selling weed? Isn't weed not cheap?
That's what. Do you know what? I've got no clue.
It's quite expensive, you know.
Is weed like a lucrative business?
I didn't know that it still was, but apparently so.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, people nowadays smoke weed as if it's cigarettes. And you got to think, cigarettes aren't so expensive now. You might as well just smoke weed.
I don't know anything about the drug game, but I would assume that she must be making good money doing it.
No.
But it's temporary.
Because the quick money becomes addictive.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you go from getting money every single day to now you've got to go monthly, that's hard.
It does. Really, and then hard. Also, like, if she's seeing big money from what he's doing as well, eventually she's going to turn a blind eye to it.
Of course.
And like, it happens. I've dated a Ford guy. The way I closed my eyes to that money, and I was just accepting gifts left and center. And then I had to be like, to London, what the fuck? What are you doing? Like, what's this? Like,
what is
actually this?
It's not worth it.
I mean, I still have the
you're not supposed to throw it away.
Throw
them away.
Fraud, at least like, let it be big fraud. I remember when you said in one of the first episodes, Dolly was like, I can't have a man that's doing fraud and is in prison because they're ordering Chinese.
Imagine that.
Fuck a Chinese fraud.
Imagine that you're doing fraud,
like,
to get a house, fraud,
you're ordering Chinese,
and then you get caught ordering pizza or some shit. You'll be fucking pissed.
Go to jail for food and Domino's.
No pizza is worth it.
What are you telling people now?
Just don't date Ford stars.
Yeah, just don't date illegal people. Well, no, not those kind of illegal people, but like criminals.
Why did I think of my uncle straight away?
I was
away?
Thinking of immigrants.
Yeah, you can date immigrants.
Yeah, they need love. They're not doing anything wrong. But criminals, leave them to it.
Immigrants need love.
Leave them criminals to it.
Yeah, like, yeah, leave this drug addict, drug dealer, please.
Have your peace.
Have your pieces. Peace is so important, it's ultimately. It's the bag.
It really is.
You'll find someone else to do all of these things.
Honestly, you might even meet someone in your office.
You know, okay, shine cool. your eyes.
Next dilemma. Hi, ladies. I love you all, and you're all the sisters I wish I had growing up.
Aww.
So my dilemma is that all my guy friends fancy my mum and think she's hot. This wouldn't be too much of an issue if my mum didn't entertain it. Okay. Whenever I have a house party, my mum joins in and hangs out with the boys.
Okay.
There are many videos of her saying guys' names. This guy's name is the hottest here at the party or something along those lines. One time she was in her own bedroom and my guy friend was lying in bed with her for most of the party.
What the fuck is happening?
I know. They both say they just talked and nothing happened. Imagine you're... Anyway.
Wait.
They both say they just talked and nothing happened. I hope not because she is married to my dad. Oh my God. But everyone downstairs made a big deal of it.
Why would they not?
Exactly. Understandable since it's a bit wild.
It is.
Anyway, every day she'll bring up how about the hot one, how hot one of my guy friends is. This is starting to bother me because she keeps on sexualizing them and saying sexual things about him. He's only just turned 18. Why is everyone's parents moving
Arrest your mum, bruv. Arrest her.
He's only just turned 18, so my mum thinks it's okay to say these things because he's legally an adult. It makes me uncomfortable and I've like argued with her about it so many times, but she doesn't seem to care. I would really appreciate advice on how to talk to my mum about this since it's getting out of hand. Thank you, ladies. Love you all.
Tell your daddy.
Oh, that's so true.
Tell your dad.
Yeah. Your dad.
Because if it was a single mum, I would get it.
Yeah.
There's no one to like report her to.
Your dad is there. I would go and have a word with your dad.
I am snitching so
hard. I'd be like, daddy.
Daddy,
can I have a word?
Dad. mummy.
Mum, like, sit down for a second.
Yeah, like, I need to have a word.
Mum said she felt she's Barry and Barry was in your bed.
Maybe she's having a midlife crisis or something.
Not with my boys.
But that's still unacceptable.
And also, don't cheat on dad under my watch.
Do you know what I mean? At my party.
That's not nice.
No, it's unacceptable.
And now you're actually taking the piss because I'm becoming the laughing stock. Now you don't care about me.
Exactly.
Monday, when it comes to being at college, uni, I'm the one being talked about.
Absolutely.
Imagine people talking about your mum. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
People can't be saying my mum's a hoe. Like, I cannot be in the common room and people are talking about my mum
to me.
Exactly.
It's simple. You don't even land your mum. I am losing.
Exactly.
Talk us to the fact that my mum is moving like a hoe and you guys called her
exactly.
a hoe.
Exactly. You know, she actually is as well. That's wild because they're low key speaking the truth.
Yeah.
I think you definitely need to have a word with your mum. Like, sit her down. I think maybe if you, do you know what it is? I think some mums, when they're the cool mum, they actually think they're your friend and they become a bit deluded and they think that you're mates. But you need to sit her down and be like, mum, you actually gave birth to me. Like, as much as you look great and all the rest of it, you're not my age mate and I'd really appreciate it if you stopped flirting with my friends because everyone's talking to me about it. I would like to think that if your mum knew that people would, even exaggerate, say you're getting bullied. I would like to think that if your mum knew that you were getting bullied, that she would feel mortified and would want to stop. If she doesn't change, then go and report her to your dad. I mean, I could not even imagine
what
my mum... doing
That's disgusting.
I just can't even imagine it, but I guess
my mum can never be that mad.
Yeah, never. But there's all different types of mums out there, innit? But I think definitely have a word with her because this is out of
can
order.
Can you imagine having a house boy and walking upstairs into your mum's room?
Why
and
is she in the bed
friend,
with your boy?
James?
But also the friends are very disrespectful.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
You can't be
I
in my
can't
house
blame them because they're like young lads
and they're young.
This older woman's giving them attention. They're gonna
True.
Get gassed.
And also
I'm
the
sorry.
Parents set the tone for what goes
exactly.
on in the house.
Exactly.
If the mum's like lying in bed with you, you're not gonna be respectful of the house. If the mum's not being respectful of
what
the house,
what kind of conversations
so.
Are you guys having, please?
I can't
because
it.
She's an older 40, woman 45
year
and you're 18
at max and like 18.
I actually can't believe that one.
Why does everybody have to
this
move
is what
mad?
Happens when you because you lot love to post your mum about
exactly.
look how thick she is look how sexy she is
oh my god Americans
people
I love
that are fucking weirdos.
It's weird. I just want my mum to be fat and cuddly.
They're sexualizing their mums like people
disgusting.
Do it all the time
all
my mum's badder than yours yeah because she had
my
you at 14
bad bitch. Exactly don't
like,
she was young.
Yeah,
she had you at 12 oh, she
exactly can we just differentiate there's a difference between a MILF
even grandmas I've seen
do you know what I mean a MILF and a mum that looks good for her age like if your mum had you at 14
Of course
she should be young.
Good,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She should look young. So that doesn't count for one. But yeah, we need to stop doing that.
Sorry, your mum had you at 14. Let's say you're now 15. Your mum's going to be like 30.
Exactly. Your mum's going to be like 31.
Of course she's going to look good.
Yeah, she better look young because 31 is young.
Because 31 is young. Exactly. Like, you lot, I don't know. I find it so weird to be posting their bad bitch mums and be saying, oh, look at my mum. My mum's a baddie.
Look how hot my mum is. Which one's the mum? Me or this one to the left?
It's when there's literally, and they'll post certain pictures. Like, why are you posting your mum wearing, like, what?
Exactly. She's literally wearing booty shorts and thigh high boots.
Angry that people.
Exactly. Of course, people want to smash your mum because you're putting it out there.
I saw some girl that posted up her mum on her Instagram and she literally had face tuned her mum. Like, I could see the tiles in the background being sucked in. Like, what?
Why do you need to face tune your mum?
You know, your mum's allowed to be fat.
And also, do you know,
legitimately, like, your mum's not, your mum doesn't have to be a bad bitch. My mum is nowhere near a bad bitch.
My mum's just a normal mum.
I'm not a bad bitch.
My mum's just a normal mum.
My mum's just a mum.
She's been through a lot in this life. She doesn't need to be a bad bitch.
Sometimes she wears it.
You know?
My mum don't even know what looks good nowadays.
But it's just very, very wild. But yeah, definitely have a word with your mum about it.
And your dad.
And if not, what's your dad doing? Like, where was your dad?
Where is your dad?
Because your mate was in
there. Yeah, exactly. And when she's talking about these guys, like, that, and that's the thing, I think some people as well, when they're like, have that kind of relationship with their mums, where they're friends. Because I can't even imagine in what context my mum would be like, oh, your friend's buff.
I can't imagine my mum ever saying a man is good looking. The only man I remember my mum ever talking about in a kind of like, wow, it was Maury Povich.
Yeah.
My mum fancied that man.
He's a sexy old white man.
He's hot. And that is the only guy that I know my mum is attracted to. Aside from that, I don't know anybody else.
And he's over there. And she's not in reach.
Way over there.
Yeah.
Way over there.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, tell your dad. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, snitch.
I'm snitching.
Right, next dilemma. Oh my God. Hey girls, I just wanted to say off the bat that I love the podcast and I think you guys, what you guys are doing is amazing.
Thank you.
I now have a receipts way of thinking where as soon as I'm about to let a fuckboy mess with me again or make a stupid decision, I think, what would the receipts do? And I change my actions.
Preventative care, I love it.
Yes. My problem is, I think I have grown way too reliant on my vibrator.
Oh, that might be our fault. We're always talking about masturbating.
I'm a 23-year-old girl and I've never been given an orgasm by a guy.
Who has?
You're not alone, sis.
I was in a long-term relationship from when I was 17 and faked my orgasm for years.
Suffering.
Same.
Since then, I've had a number of casual things and I've faked orgasms for them too. I know this isn't right and I shouldn't be rewarding them for bad behaviour. But
I've been telling you people.
Yeah,
but I've never even got close via the clit. And I can't come vaginally, you know?
Shit. She doesn't even come via clit. That's light work, man.
I've never come. So what's she reading? Oh, yeah.
So I felt a bit forced to fake them. By myself, I can make myself come with my hand. Before I was bought a vibrator by my friends for a birthday present, I used to be fine. Since I got it, however, life has changed. This little thing is the devil. I find myself unable and unwilling to go back to using my own hand to masturbate when this thing just feels 1,000 times better. My question is, do you think I'm making it harder for a boy to ever make me come by relying so much on this vibrator for an orgasm? Am I buzzing away at any chance of letting a boy please me unless his tongue goes 1,000 miles an hour? I've been considering giving it up, but then I think, hell, I may as well let myself get an amazing orgasm somehow if these guys aren't up to scratch. Thank you so much in advance. Love you all.
So you
need to stop using the vibrator. Do you know why? Because you're going to desensitize your vagina because you're making yourself, it's a forced orgasm. Mm,
absolutely.
So you're not allowing these guys to like, I'm not saying that it's
not a natural.
Yeah. So even though they may be shit and they're not, they don't know what they're doing.
They probably are just shit as well.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I get her point. Like, okay, cool. Like, I'm aware that she's going to start desensitizing her vagina because her penis is never going to do what a vibrator does.
Never.
Like, so what should she do?
She should reduce it. I don't think she should stop. But I don't think she should use it. Did she say the frequency of how she's using it?
No, but she's addicted to it.
So I'm guessing she's
go back to using your hands. It's like, it's
do something that you can teach the guy. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying don't masturbate because I think that you should masturbate, but maybe don't use the vibrator as much. I think use the vibrator once in a while, but use your hands more because with your hands, you can actually teach a man to do that. But you can't teach him to do what a vibrator can do. It will never happen.
And also a hand is like natural.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yourself. Exactly. So your hand doesn't vibrate.
Yeah.
The dick doesn't vibrate. And also, I think when you go into having sex with somebody, you put so much pressure onto it. You literally can't relax your mind. So every moment you're thinking about, oh, am I going to come this time? Or am I going to have an orgasm? No, just relax. Go with the flow. And do you know, actually, I learned at this Beats by Dre and Coco de Mer dinner, because there was like a lady.
Like a name drop. And it's something.
Well,
send us some AirPods.
They did look after me, I'm not going to lie. There was a lady.
Beats by Dre don't do AirPods. Oh, yeah. This is why we never fucking get sponsored. This is fucking why. Sick of the shit. Absolutely sick of the shit. You don't want to stay playing forever.
She said, Apple. She said, yes, send me.
I'm so sorry. Apple, please send us AirPods.
No, please land your point. I'm tired. But I actually really want AirPods now.
Me too.
When it first
Everyone's
came out,
got them now, you know.
So I was like, no,
my sister cut her earphones.
What did you think was going
to
happen?
To take a selfie.
Were they broken already?
No, they were broken already.
Oh, thank God.
Let me do it. Oh yeah, so this lady called Miss England, she's like, she teaches you like sexual massages, tantric massages, and like your spots and stuff, like how to get spanked. And she was basically saying
get spanked, they just slap your ass. No. I fucking love someone slapping my ass. I've given consent to that.
No, but the ass slap should come underneath, so it vibrates off your clit. Undercup slap.
Sheesh.
Anyway, so she was basically saying, saying that you should spend more time doing foreplay. Like, sex should only be like
sex should just be foreplay.
Sex doesn't need to be
such a letdown. The physical act of sex, honestly, is really a letdown. Foreplay
is better than sex. It really is.
Yeah, she was like, really, you should spend more time, like. She said, do you know that you can have a nipple orgasm?
What, by someone sucking your breast?
Yeah.
Just like playing with your nipple.
I believe that,
sucking your boob, just caressing you.
It's the best feeling in the world.
I love the feeling, but I just hate how pathetic men
are. I know. Sometimes you do have guilt because you're like, you are so pathetic right now.
And when they're looking up at you, like, am I breastfeeding you?
You actually like look so pathetic. Like,
I'm joking. Where is your respect? Though, I can't believe
but
it.
But no, I definitely believe
when
that.
When they flick the tongue off the nipple.
I definitely.
Dolly, why are you looking in the distance? Delaney is...
She's thinking of a time.
Do you remember a time when he sucked your breast? Do you remember
a time when he first sucked, girl?
And nothing less. No, but yeah, you can have like nipple orgasm. So yeah, I think that should be taken into consideration.
Stop that. Park the vibrator
in
for
it.
A little bit.
Let it rest
for a little bit. Like, don't update the battery. Take the battery out for a little bit.
And just throw them out the window.
Try. Like, don't get rid of it completely.
No, the battery.
The battery.
Not
but
that
they should
kind of
use
battery.
The remote battery.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like, use your hands a bit. Everything in life is about discipline.
Everything's about balance.
Like,
we
just have to have balance and discipline. Do you know what I mean? Because for a fact, vibrators will desensitize your vagina to dick. So dick will be unable to give you vaginal ecstasy.
And it's already disappointing enough as it is.
You're used to that. Right?
Don't let it disappoint you any more than what it already does.
Exactly. Because now it's never going to live up to it.
Give
the lads a chance.
Exactly.
Take a chance on me.
Okay. Take a chance.
Next dilemma. Hi, ladies. First of all, you're all so inspiring, and sorry it's a long one. I'm writing to ask for your advice. As a friend of mine, he's really good looking, charismatic, and talented. A total catch.
Marry him.
But
not yet.
He's got really low self-esteem and has always been a bit of an issue with alcohol.
Oh.
He's been dating this girl and all they do is get fucked up together, and she's extremely emotionally abusive.
Oh,
this doesn't even scratch the surface, but the other day she posted a photo of him on Insta and he was so fucked. He couldn't walk, had vomit down himself, and she was just laughing, calling him a piece of shit. She recently cheated on him and he was destroyed, going on 3-day benders, ringing me, crying, and just a huge mess. Now they're back together. I've tried talking to him about things, but obviously he doesn't want to talk about it, and I don't want to cross the line and lose him as a friend. I know it's not my place, and you girls are always saying stay in your lane, but it's breaking my heart watching her destroy him. I feel like my letter doesn't even come close to the nasty things this girl was doing. Now when I see him, he just looks empty, like there's no soul behind his eyes. I just don't know what to do.
Can I just say, we do say stay in your lane, but not when it comes to abusive relationships. Yeah.
This is like, different. You definitely
you absolutely have every single right to...
I watched a documentary yesterday or today called Abuse Me or My Girlfriend, and it was kind of like this same extreme, basically. So it was a girl that was like abusing her guy, and initially it started quite small. It started with like them getting drunk, them calling him a piece of shit, and then them her saying, "Oh, I don't like when you wear grey. Change your top," or "I only like it when you get this kind of haircut," sort of thing. And then eventually led to her like stabbing him. One time she like was asking him a question. Every time she thought he would lie, she would like pour hot water on him, like boiling hot. Like, she like abused him. In fact, that when the police finally turned up, they saw that he only had 10 days left to live. That's how much she was like physically abusing him and hurting him or things like that. Yeah. So like, I say that to say that like, you have every right to intervene in this. I mean, like, let's flip the script for a second. If this was a woman, it was your female friend that was getting beaten, people tend to be more reactive to that because she's like, no, why is a guy beating a woman? Why is he saying that to her? But then sometimes we let manipulative women get away with it because we just deem them as women who are harmless. Women can be evil. Women can be violent. Women can be abusive.
Facts.
And I think we have to remember that. Absolutely. We have to remember that. Men can be victim to women's abuse.
Absolutely.
It's not just a one-way thing sort of thing. So I think it's important to remember that. If I was in this situation, I think it's so hard. I can't even be like, I would do this, I would do this. I think I would definitely talk to him. Like, this is not right. Like, I don't know. What can you actually do?
When the big guy probably sees it,
but it's just like,
when he's afraid to do something about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because it's, you know, there's the physical abuse and the mental abuse, but she's also cheating on him. She's being disrespectful. There's loads of reasons.
She's doing it publicly.
Getting drunk and she's calling him a piece. Like, she's like manipulating him and making like, reducing his worth.
And humiliating him by posting it on social media. So I think you definitely have to try and have a conversation with him, like on a level kind of conversation. I think that would be like where I would start. And then if that doesn't work...
I think I might report her, you know.
Yeah, I think I would. Because
but the thing is, if you report her, if the victim isn't pressing charges, there's not much you can do.
But at least there's an awareness. Do you know what I mean? Because I just...
Or tell someone bigger than me. Maybe his, I don't know, but his parents or other friends or get of like...
Maybe his guy friends.
Yeah, or someone... I actually don't know what I would do, but I feel like it's not something that I'd be like, let me mind my business. I will consistently be in his business.
You have to be in it to keep an eye on him at the very, very least to make sure that he's okay. I think I would do that. Talk to him, see where his head is at. If he's not in a good place, I think I would report it, because even though like a lot of the times the police don't necessarily do something about these things straight away, sometimes the fact that it's on report, you know what I mean? So God forbid it does escalate, there's like something to fall back on. There's a report there. So I think I would do that, because if it was the other way around, I would definitely call the police. I would definitely go to the police. So
exactly.
Why shouldn't we do it when the abuse is the other way around? Do you know what I mean? So I would do that. But I just think the only thing you can really do is talk to him.
And say the things that she's done to him out loud. You know when something's when somebody says it back to you, you're just like, hearing it from you really like, you know, makes it real.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine when you're being abused, you become desensitized to stuff. It's almost just like, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
And you always blame it on, that's their way of loving me.
Or you don't know, but you're not in the relationship, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, I'm not in it, but I can see that this is clearly not healthy. So it's really sad. I just think the only thing you can do is really talk to him, you know, like on a level.
Yeah.
On a day that he's not feeling, that he's not drinking, on a day where he's as clear-minded as possible so you can get through to him. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, because she's going to break him. Like, in terms of if they're having that relationship, like any, he said he's already got low self-esteem. That's only going to get worse. Like, that's one thing abuse is sure to do. That shit will break you and make you feel very unworthy. And then it's going to be a lifelong where he's like with her. You just don't know how bad it can get. So yeah, I would talk to him. If there's an incident that seems huge to me, I will report it.
Keep reporting her videos on wherever she's putting it.
Like, I would, do you know what I mean? I would just
every time he texts you or something, keep it as evidence
and
stuff.
Keep your receipts, basically.
Yeah. So that is it for this episode of Your Receipts.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And for those of you who don't know, you can send your receipts to keeptheReceipts@gmail.com. That is keeptheReceipts@gmail.com.
Yeah. Please keep it short.
No, details good. Just no, not.
They're doing better though.
Yeah.
Before they used to be long.
They used to be very long. But so. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys. We love you and appreciate
we
you.
We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope somehow we are able to help. And if we are not, please comment on Twitter using the hashtag The Receipts Podcast to help.
Yep,
we are in Brighton.
Yeah.
Yep, we are.
Soon, April 9th?
7th.
7th.
Yeah. 7th.
Yeah, so you can get the tickets for that if you want to see us live in By the Seaside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been
live by the seaside.
Live by the seaside. I've been your girl Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mamacita Milena Sanchez.
Ow, peace out. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.